Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
Hair Radio, Hair Radio, Hair Radio, Hair Radio, Hair Radio, Hair Radio, Hair Radio.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show. I want you to weigh in, Cheryl. Wherever you go is fine. I just want to hear how you put all this into perspective in your unique wisdom that you have on Bill Cosby. And if you black, you got an opinion about Bill Cosby. I'm sorry. We all do. You know, we all do. You go ahead, Cheryl. You go ahead, Cheryl.
I do think that, and here we go again with the humanity aspect of our individual selves as we are connected. All black folks are connected.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what I think our collective betrayal is something that Richard Pryor's wife said. And here again, we have to examine it, you know, why did Bill Cosby even connect with us in the first place? You know, because I think that he will be connected to Mr. Huxtable. Out of all the things that he has done down through the years, and of course he was super talented, and we loved his films with Sidney Poitier and things of that nature.
The blaxploitation movies, yes.
Oh man, yeah. I mean, Bill Cosby was there. He was the man.
Right.
He was there with, you know, and I love those movies with him and Sidney Poitier.
Mm-hmm.
But two things, you know, Richard Pryor's wife said that there was a facade there. It was not real. And the difference between Bill Cosby and Richard Pryor, and she said in an interview that everyone can listen to on YouTube, she said the difference between, you know, when Camille and Bill would come over their house, they would come over with this sense of, you know, superiority and judgment. And how, you know, they felt really judged by them. But the point, to make a long story short, the point she was making was that, unfortunately, we're just coming to the realization that the difference between Richard and Bill is that Richard worked dirty but lived clean. And Bill worked clean and lived dirty. So, And how it was just not known in certain circles that Bill was weird and he did weird things. Now, I know that just on surface, all black people did not realize that maybe, you know, O.J. Simpson and figures that we find out later that they're probably not the characters that they're actually giving us. And that, thank you, Bill, for giving us Mr. Huxtable, but we rather would have had Bill.
What are you guys doing at BOC for Women History Month?
Oh,
well,
that's
right, Mark.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, we're celebrating women from a global perspective in all that we do. We're looking at different initiatives for giving back to women that are doing many things in their communities around the world. We're looking at how we can come in and help acknowledge who these people are doing things silently around the globe and in my community especially, and see how we can actually come in and do a lot more initiatives with empowering them to do greater and better things. But my hats off to women all over the world for all the hard work that they do, and those things that are unspoken of, it will not go unnoticed. And I want to say my congratulations to all the aspiring mothers that are doing such a great job in raising their children and also assisting in the family wherever they are in the world and making a difference and impacting the world with all that their gifts and talents are able to do. And we appreciate them so very much. And I can say that as an testament to my own mother, who's no longer here. But I am also wanting to just thank the military women who also go out of their ways and have extended their lives to protect in America for those who are in the military. So, you know, I want to also say I want to honor them all over the world for what they're doing, keeping our borders safe.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Like you're mine. don't hang out with hyenas. They don't. Lions hang out with lions. Because a lion only hangs out with other lions, then the standard for a lion is being a lion. The issue with us and success sometimes is that we don't intentionally hang around people who are what we want to be. We just don't do it. If we can understand the importance of the proximity to excellence, well, then the standard becomes excellent. Oftentimes, we get advice from a friend or a family member or somebody that we know who never even been in the space that we want to go. This is about the power of proximity. Most of us don't understand.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
You know, honestly, I remember purchasing my first set of Marcel lions through the Dudley Company.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, this was years ago, and we're not going to count those years, but I remember that. And I still have those irons. Yeah.
We're doing an article every week of Black History Month on Black mm-hmm. hair history. And so we sent out, it's one of 10. And we talk about the industry, how it started, where our hair came, you know, the whole gamut. And it's interesting because I'm learning by myself, by researching it and going back and see. We got such a rich history, but nobody tells the story.
We do.
And we, you know, the thing about it, we don't put it all together. We take it in pieces. But it's such a
that's true.
It really is. You know, I'm so proud to be a part of industry, you know.
A big part of it, Sam. You're a big part of the industry. And I feel the same thing here at Hair Radio. You know, and like what Dr. Evans was saying earlier, being such an integral part for so long and so many years. And we've had a chance to work together on so many levels. Like everybody was saying, it's a small, I call it a small black hair community because on one hand, yes, we're driving those big numbers. We're over-indexing in terms of purchasing and even to some degree styling. But my big thing is, and that's not a bad thing, but my big thing is, you know, being able to recognize the legends, the folks like Mr. Dudley who, you know, I was reading somewhere back in it. It was like they had, I mean, I can't even tell you. I'm not even going to give numbers because it's staggering. But it's so much that we just have to say thank you to these folks. I can speak for myself as well on this. And I just, you know, I don't think we would have been as far at Hair Radio had there not been a Mr. Dudley. You know, when I would walk around at the shows, that's what I would stop and chat with all the folks, and also the Bronner brothers and everybody. They would be out there at the shows and doing their thing, and I know Bernard, one of the brothers, very well, and just the whole family, and this is what we're about. So, Sam, I want to say thank you because you have helped me to make those quite a few of the connections happen, and we support. So I think we're setting the We're setting the example, Sam. So bobsa.org, you're doing it up, and you got great. And I love your website, and that you connect to so many things. And you, I love the directory. I love all that that you got going on. Keep doing what you're doing. You've been an industry leader and an industry champion, as far as I'm concerned. So Sam, how does that sound? And I'm waiting for my check on that. Good stuff, Sam. You know, so now where is you know, what would you like to see happen next, Sam, in the industry that we're in? What would you like to see? I mean, I know what I want to see, but what would you like to see happen? Because you're doing, like I said, you got your hands, you're doing a few different things.
What we really want to do is now build the distributors. And the distributors, what I mean by the distributors, because all of the products that go to these beauty supply stores, of course, Amazon is the elephant in the room now. Let's face that, you know. But all of the distributors to warehouse the product and get it to the beauty supply stores. We don't have a lot of distributors. We have a lot of Korean distributors, but not black distributors. So we're setting one up in New Jersey. Called Fly Distributors. That's the first one we've set up. And so what I do is we have black manufacturers that make product. They're going to be housing their products in the Fly Distributors in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And shipped out of there.
Yeah,
that's
and even on our show, and I just love them so much. I really do. I remember them very well, and they're just doing big things. And distributors, to me, we need to do more, and I'm going to raise my hand right here at Hair Radio and be one of the first out here to put it on air in this way, and I want to have Sam back for that, and that is to really break down the distributors, distribution, I should say, and the importance of the channels for distribution and the kind of work that the Fly Distributors are doing and what Sam is helping to educate the folks out there. So listen, Sam, big stuff, my gosh.
One other thing I want to tell you what we're doing, too, you mentioned.
Sure.
You know, when you go to, normally people are selling online. They're selling to Amazon. They have their product traditionally on the website. You go to the shop, blah, blah, blah. We have come up with a concept, being that we're in Silicon Valley, where all the techies are, we're coming up with our first website. It's going to be a virtual website, where you actually go into the store from your desktop or your phone. You actually can walk through the store. You can experience feeling the product. You can take them off the shelf and put them in your cart and shop your little cart all the way around to checkout. You know, you can
I was going to say, you go ahead, please finish your thought, because I want to talk to you about this.
You can actually walk through the front door. You know, and it's like unbelievable. The technology's always been there. Like people talk
about it.
Well,
that's what I was about to say, because I've heard of this. You guys out there, especially the young kids, they know where they have these things that, you know, with the gamers and all that, and they can build these literal virtual cities. And so it sounds like that kind of concept.
No one has made it into a beauty supply. So, yeah, it's there.
Well, no, it has not been moved over to that space until you would be the first. But what we have seen is where you, because believe it or not, and in advertising, and you know this, but we have an opportunity sometimes to do placements on those little cities that they're building up with the technology. And you are out there where it is huge. So, Sam, don't forget Hair Radio when you start making up these, you know, working on this project. I love the idea. I love the concept, and that you're the first to kind of introduce it into this space.
If you notice that, I don't know, real estate, that's how they show property.
Right, exactly. And not just real estate, but you're right, Sam. That a lot of people, you're right, this has been out there. Let me just officially say, but I love it has not been applied to this industry. I haven't seen it, not like this. So,
no.
And this is going to be big. It's going to be big. So that's a virtual experience that you're setting up. And people, you know, they want an experience. That's what it's about. And it lends itself, you know, real well. Now, Sam, I got to talk a little bit. Everybody knows that you are the Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association.org, Bobza.org. Everybody, even this morning, I had no idea that, you know, that Dr. Evans knew who you were and vice versa. So, you know, I wanted to just, we never asked you, Sam, how did you get your inspiration to do this? You know, we know you're out in California, but how did you start this? Who poured into you, Sam, that you could do this? It had to be somebody.
What happened is when I left Claro, I used to work for Claro. I'm talking about the white hair company. For the first black.
Oh, we know Clairol.
Okay, because with Clairol.
If you don't know Clairol, folks,
I worked on a brand called what helped launch Herbal Essence Shampoo before Procter & Gamble.
Yes, we know who they are. Wow.
That was Dorothy Hamble. He was a big ice skating star back in the day. Okay.
Yeah.
And
Clairol. Well, I mean, if you're under maybe 30, you might not know, but Dorothy Hamill's still out there.
Yeah, she's still out there. And, I have. I used to work for Clairol for 7 years, so I quit Clairol and then I decided to. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I just stopped for about 2 months and I couldn't stand it, so I went to work. I started working as an independent sales rep. So I worked. Calling on Macy's, IMAG, and Saks, Liberty House, all the major department stores, selling fine fragrances. Going door to door. Out of that, so I said, let me do something else. And I saw all these black products, and I said, who's representing these products? And they didn't have a lot of sales reps, you know, because it wasn't in a lot of stores. So then I just started to, I said, well, I'll make my own product. I made a product called European Silky Wrap. It was all over the country. I did all the shows and everything. I made a couple of other products, and then I decided to stop that and actually represent black companies. The first company I represented was Dark and Lovely, which is not a black company.
Wow.
For World of
right,
Curls.
Right.
Leisure Curl. So I was a sales rep for those companies.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth, and always feel that your life has ultimate significance.
I am an endangered species, but I sing no victim song. I am a woman, I am an artist, and I know where my voice belongs.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it could leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet, but then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge, cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
Hi, I'm Kerry Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Kerry Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner grows hair. Kerry Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Kerapi, and we thank you. Please register at Kerapi.com and join our Kerapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Kerry Hines. Thank you.
Jim McAllister, it is so great to have you back with us right here on the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. It is always my pleasure. You come to us all the way from the state of California, sunny old California, 3,000 miles away from me right here in Brooklyn, New York. But again, it's my pleasure to welcome you back this morning. So thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
It's great to be back. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. And I call you Miss Hey, Hey, Hey. That's
oh,
your tagline. Yeah, right here on the broadcast. So always, always great. Well, listen, I want to kind of talk about this this morning because it goes back. We did such a great, great piece out here on the at-home stylist. And I call that at-home stylist what? So today, it's all about the journey of the at-home stylist. I thought we should do a follow-up to that. It was so popular and such a great topic. And right now, it is current. It is, you know, relative. And it's where we are right now with everything that's kind of going on. So I wanted to kind of lead on off with everything about at-home stylist part two on the All-New Hair Radio Morning Show with my guest, Ms. Keisha McAllister. So again, great topic and great to have you with us. Let's jump on in.
Yes.
Yes. Now, first, can you just tell everybody what is and what or who is an at-home stylist and how does that differ from someone who is, say, a cosmetologist?
Well, your at-home stylist, Carrie, and thanks for asking, is basically someone at home who, and I'll say I kind of started that way, usually doesn't want to go to the shop or is nervous about going to the shop or doesn't know about going to the shop or the salon. And so they tend to use the options that are either in your grocery store, in your department store. You know, they have products for us everywhere, plus the beauty supply and things like that. So a lot of times these will be, they'll be women. They'll be women with lots of aunts or, or sisters or cousins and things like that. And it tends to be a big group of women. And there's usually a braider in there. And then there's someone who can press hair. And then you have someone who understands relaxing or straightening hair. So, and then they just kind of switch up with whatever style is going on. I remember my aunt used to do her own hair in the kitchen, and she would relax it and then put some bleach patches on it.
Man.
I know, but this was like 1983, you know,
ooh,
so there was a lot going on.
It was a different world then, yeah.
Definitely. Wow. But that is the kitchen beautician. But most times they actually start off as a braider a lot of times.
And that's how they kind of get comfortable with the idea and notion of doing hair in the home. Now, a lot of that these days has been where the the at-home stylist is performing hair care services in their own home or going out and literally visiting the home of the client, of their customer. And I just, I'm thinking to myself, oh boy, I remember back in the day when we kind of came along in the 90s with this broadcast, the folks were scared to do hair, so to speak, and I'm in the Northeast, you know, doing it at home, you know, the state board, everybody was afraid of the, you know, getting in trouble back then, but that was long before there was a such thing as the internet, which shook up everything,
right,
in my opinion. So the at-home stylist, is this someone who is now a lot more comfortable with the notion and the idea of performing these services at home or in a home-based type situation, unlike the days of the past, way back when? What do you say, Keisha? Any opinion on that?
Well, I will say this. I think you do have, there are a lot of people who are comfortable doing hair at home, especially now with the internet and being able to go on, you know, multitude of social media and learn something or see something. And you have some people that are at home who are naturally gifted with their hands, and they don't need to watch a video. They can just see the pattern and make it happen. So what I say about, and I've been like I said, I grew up as a kitchen beautician.
A kitchenician, we say.
A kitchenician in the East Coast. I call a kitchen beautician, but in here in... In my area,
yes,
at one point, I had actually worked out of my home as a licensed stylist.
We're not saying to do this,
but as a licensed beautician,
right,
as a licensed stylist, I did it out of my home. And and at one point, I was doing house calls because I had to... And I was working in the salon, but I was taking care of family. So it took a lot to make things happen. And I was working in all sorts of places, even in my own space, right? So you do have some people who are more comfortable with being at home or have been in the salon and then take, you know, they do a setup and they're able to get something approved by the city. Just depends on, you know, their building permits and things like that.
And where you are.
Whatever city that, right, and where you are. So
exactly.
That's what you need to, but the main thing is to be like, oh, we're going to go to be licensed.
Right. That should be the goal.
The goal.
And listen, folks, you know, this is a big topic. And first of all, Keisha, I appreciate that you're so forthright. You know, and to be honest, because a lot of folks will not admit or perhaps may not be so forthcoming about starting off as an at-home stylist.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there's no shame or any of that. I think that you're speaking to a vast majority of hair people who began doing hair organically as a youngster. So thank you. And you're doing, you know, and you're leading the charge. Now, why was it so important to you to shift from being an at-home hairstylist and being unlicensed to becoming and pursuing getting your license? Was that important to you, and why did you do it?
Well, actually, it was very important. It was important to me, but I was afraid to do it. I had actually worked a regular 9-to-5 job, but had been doing hair since I was 15. So when I finally decided to go for my license, I actually started as an apprentice in the salon, and it wasn't from an apprenticeship from a school. It was an apprenticeship from the state of California bar.
Mm.
I mean, you know, cosmetology.
Wow.
Barbering and cosmetology, right, board. And we had to basically go to class once a week and then work in the salon. And I learned a lot, but the one thing that my clients, because I had a whole bunch of at-home clients, they, you know, just from everywhere, they would see people walking down the street, who did your hair, you know? And I was still working my regular day job, and I had friends saying, Keisha, go get your license. Just go get it. It's okay. Just go get it. And I'm like, I'm used to punching the clock. I'm used to doing this, you know, I'm used to doing that. But once I made the move, I moved into something that has always given me peace and joy. And I can do it for free, or I can do it for $1 million. I can do it sick or well. So it, once you get into something that you feel that is a part of you, not just a piece of you, but definitely a part of you, then it becomes very important to complete it. Now, what you do with it after that is up to you. But
wow.
At least go experience it, and if you, and then find out if this is your full-time thing, you know,
wow.
Your purpose. And I feel like my purpose is to help people feel beautiful. No matter how you walked in, if you get to look fly when you walk out. And feel good about yourself. Yeah.
And feel good about yourself. I love it.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, Keisha, what were some of the challenges when you did make that jump from being an at-home stylist to being licensed? Were there any challenges?
You know what? The main challenge was not to gossip.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Really?
Not to gossip because I had yes, they're really, well, it wasn't the internet. Back then it was regular folks. It was everything, you know, all the people we knew. And if I was going to do that full time,
if you want things to get around, tell a hairstylist. You'll remember. You guys
know I don't.
Oh, God.
You know
what? That was big out here saying that.
No, I've never heard that. But
okay.
I believe that.
Don't kill me, my friend.
No.
Okay.
I believe it because it takes you to change your mind.
Mm.
So you don't get into that, you know, the reputation or the, what's the word I want to use?
What?
The thought that, that being a hairstylist is about gossiping and popping guns.
Oh, right, the stereotype.
You know,
the
stereotype, thank you. And it's not about the stereotype. It's definitely about the passion and the love and the purpose of doing this thing. Definitely, yeah. So gossiping was the main thing I had to stop doing.
Yeah, that's a big part of the thing. Even when I write a play, and I guess I'm kind of somewhat guilty of it. I'm releasing our play out there on the Salon, and whenever we, you know, do that, we are feeding into a lot of the stereotypes with our little characterizations of the stars. That just comes with the territory. But I think
definitely.
It's a good thing too, and it can be entertaining.
The thing is that I'm not going to be the one to gossip. So I don't care if anybody else is around. I'm not grabbing.
Now, you ain't heard it from me, but.
No. No, I will say it that way. You ain't heard it from me, but.
Listen, guys, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines in Brooklyn, New York. My very special guest today is someone who you guys have gotten to know really, really, really well here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. She comes to us from 3,000 miles away, and she's what I like to say, one of our famous Keishas. We have so many who are on the show, and everybody's Keisha. But you're Keisha McAllister from Fairfield, California. I want to say up north in the northern part of the state. And you have done quite a few things with us on our Ask a Hairstylist specials and Ask a Stylist specials we've had right here on the show, where we have kind of fielded your questions out there, guys. And Keisha's been really great and responding without knowing the subject matter in advance. So you've always done a great job.
Yes.
And today it's been about, it really is, it's about doing our wonderful part two about Ask a Hairstylist. So I am so excited to have you with us on the show today. It really is quite amazing. So real nice. Now, Keisha, I just wanted to, before we go, I wanted to ask you a little bit about some of the things that you're looking for, just to kind of revisit them, because it's been a while since we've chatted. and had a chance to chat with you on this level. But what are some of your long-term goals? Where would you like to see? What's the end game, so to speak, professionally for Keisha McAllister?
Well, I would like to travel the world, go globally and actually do mortuary work. I want to do, I want to be ordered for the departed with hair and makeup. Yeah, that's one thing I like to do. I mean, now that I'm getting older, my body's all the wear and tear on my shoulders and all that other stuff and my leg or my ankle or whatever, to get into a space where I can still help a family, you know, their loved one away or say goodbye while they're and help their loved one look like themselves. That's the main thing.
Just an extension of using your gifts to help a family at a very difficult time.
For your loved one not to look like themselves is a hard pill to swallow.
It is. And I've experienced it. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. We've been there. We all know what that's like. Well, listen, Keisha McAllister, I'm so happy to have you with us on the show, and we're just going to keep on continuing. I want to remind folks that you've been with us. You're one of our great hairstylists that's associated with the Hair Radio Morning Show. The next big thing for all of us is to put this big panel together for all of our friends who are everywhere along the spectrum. So I can't wait. Now, I do want to ask you, what are your thoughts about AfroLock Magazine? You know it's coming out very soon, if it isn't already out for you guys. What do you want to say about the idea of us now having a magazine that's devoted to Black culture? So what does that mean to you, Keisha McAllister?
Well, it means a lot, Carrie, definitely, because I came up in a time where, you know, we had Essence and Ebony and all that, but to see, but in those magazines were different types of beauty, you know, perspectives. Granted, you know, lifestyle and all that, but for AfroLock, I'm excited because it not only is a representation or represents us as a culture, as a people, but it also will give those even with that maybe biracial who have Afro hair, multiracial who have Afro hair and have to deal with different textures and things like that.
Yeah.
It'll definitely give them a place to go, but mainly it's beautiful to see beautiful Afro hair on the cover, through the magazine, through the pages or whatever. It's a beautiful thing. I'm definitely looking forward to the premiere.
And we're hoping you will continue on your journey and be a big part of AfroLock Magazine. So thank you for that. Great words of encouragement. Okay, so we're going to continue to make sure, and you guys can follow Keisha right here at our wonderful website at HAIRadio.com. Keisha McAllister, we are all big fans of yours. Keep doing what you're doing. We're going to be checking in with you real soon. I'm excited.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Known Hair Radio Morning Show, and you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right. It's Thursday morning, March 7th of 2024. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines, and we are so happy to have you guys with us. Mid-show, we are live. It's about 7:01 New York time. So if you're on the East Coast, it's a little after 7. And for those of you in Central Time Zone, a little after 6. Let me bring to the line my amazing co-star. You guys know her so well. She's down out of Water Valley, Mississippi, just doing big things, an elected official there as well. We're talking about our amazing queen of the morning, Nicole Marie.
Good
Hello,
morning.
And
good
yes,
morning.
Happy mid-show to everybody.
How are you, Carrie?
Yes. Doing great, and we
awesome.
Are just so excited for all our fans. Yeah, it's been an amazing. Yeah, just a pretty good broadcast this morning, I have to say.
It is. Yes, good morning
yes.
to all our fans. Good morning, good
Absolutely.
Morning.
Absolutely. Well, we're continuing
with
our coverage.
I've been enjoying the broadcast,
Yeah, me too, yeah. We are definitely continuing with our coverage this morning.
Yes.
Of the Women's
yes.
History Month and all of that.
Good morning.
Still,
I
you
heard
know,
Dr. Evans. Yes. Talking about
Biofi's
contributions to Women's History Month and giving back.
Yes, that which is important. And most
so
of,
important.
If not all of our contacts, these are folks who we already appreciate the amazing effort that women make.
Yes.
And I think you've been kind enough to remind us of that effort. And you kind of touched on it yesterday. For those who are just joining us today, kind of remind folks why, you know, that we take the time to recognize what women have done throughout the course of history. Please
Most
take
definitely.
That moment to bring everybody that girl power moment
yes.
this morning.
Yes, yes. Women have contributed so much to our history. You know, we've endured so many different struggles. We strive for advancement in so many areas, whether it's the right to vote, just or for our health, just for so many different things. And we endure so much just on a daily basis. So shout out to all the girls, the women. And like I had said yesterday, it's so important and so critical for women and girls to teach one, to reach one, to help and encourage someone else. You can always teach someone else. And they can learn from your experiences, the things that you are doing. Teach someone. Very important. Very important for us to stay connected. Reach out and connect with someone.
And you know what? I'm so glad you put it that way. That's what we aim to do.
That's
I should
it.
Say aspire. That's such a much better word.
Aspire
That's what we
to.
Aspire to do. Yes, every morning right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I usually rise about 4 o'clock each day to kind of get things prepared and set up for the broadcast. It's important to us. Each day is shaped with some kind of meaning. And, you know, we don't just get on and run our mouths. It's something that is some thought is put into it. And
Start
so I just wanted to remind you.
Positivity, inspiration,
absolutely.
Uplifting information, education.
Yeah.
So very important.
That's right. Yeah, because to me, you know, sadly, I can, like, just turn on the TV and I watch broadcast television, and it's typically the same thing. I can clearly see
You're
their
hearing something
agenda.
Negative, Carrie.
Yeah, well, it's negative, and it's even more sophisticated than them just being nasty or negative. They actually, it's contrived. It's so amazing because you can, you know, if you really look at it, you can see how they lean as a network. If they are, you know, right-winging type of network, if they're more conservative, you can see all of that. And I look at them, now I think we kind of thought that broadcast TV is supposed to be fair and impartial, but it really, you know, all of the media outlets, they have a certain leaning. Yeah, it's
so
the way it is.
So I think we had Wayne on, right? Wayne Smith was on, the former mayor down in New Jersey, and he was on talking about all of that political stuff. And we just love it. We want to remind you guys to be part of this process, please. It is important. You know,
very important.
So,
your voice is your power.
That's all we have. Yeah. So talk about women and courage and all of that. Look at the shoulders that you and so many women, you guys are standing on the shoulders of the ancestors. And I have to say, so are Black men. We do too.
Exactly.
So thank you so much.
Shout
for
out
all
to
that.
Sam, for Sam this morning. Yeah. Shout out to
the
counselor. And Carrie, let me just say, I have to laugh every every time I hear Keisha speaking about at-home stylist, because I think of my daughter. She's not an at-home stylist per se, but in her own right, she thinks she is, because she doesn't want to go to a professional stylist. She's a teenager, and she thinks she exercises YouTube University, and she wants to create her own style. So I always just laugh at myself.
You didn't tell us we have a budding stylist right in our midst.
Yes, we do.
Right here. Wow. How awesome is that? Well, you know what? It just reminds me of Siobhan's daughter as well, because I did not know all this time until I saw Siobhan's daughter at the IBS show. I hadn't seen her in like 10 years. And so when I saw her, and she's all grown up with children of her own now, and she said that she wanted to, she had been impressioned by watching her mother and myself do the hair industry for so many years, which has been since pretty much all her life.
Amazing.
You know, so it was, and she's interested in getting into that arena, and that she calls the family business. And I say the same thing. You know, I think it's great. The hair and beauty industry is an amazing place. It's one of the few places where our monies actually do get turned over at least once. So in other words, we're able to, the money stays in the Black community for at least one transaction.
Right.
And that's because of a big thank you to the hair industry, where we are spending money with Black hair products. We're spending money with styling services and things like that. And so it's an industry that she can be very proud of. And the good news today that's different than when we started this show so many decades ago, is that, it sounds like we're really old now, but it's been a few decades. the hairstylists who do start off at home, now it's something of a little, it's a whole different honor now. It's different. It's not the same where the way that the industry and folks used to kind of almost look down at home stylists. That doesn't seem to be the case anymore with YouTube, the social media aspect to it. Even the cosmetology associations, which are run by each state. So all of that plays a part into it. And if this is the kind of talent that she is, your daughter's showing, and an interest in this kind of field on any level, we support it wholeheartedly.
Awesome.
We love it, of course. How amazing is that? So we're going to be checking in with you. What's the first name? We at least can shout her out this morning.
Kalayla.
Oh, that's such a beautiful name. Okay, Kalayla. Okay. Sounds a little Hawaiian. Okay, I'll take it. It's beautiful. Yeah. She may not have known that, but I love it. I love it. Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Nicole Marie, for sharing. See what I mean? You know, eventually we share on this show. We, you know, sometimes
yes, we
share and we just put it on out there. But that's the way it's supposed to be. That's how our fans have gotten to know us. They know
that's
you.
It.
You've
that's
been
true.
With, you know,
oh,
I
have stories. Hey, I have three kids. Oh, I have many stories.
and you balance it all. remember we did a show about balancing, I think the last week, I believe it was just so incredible. We talked, this
yes.
is not easy to do. So
not at all.
Kind of, you know what I mean?
We make
it
work.
Balancing on that. You make it work. And that's what I love. And you have such a wonderful family, you and Mr. Luther. Amazing.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. No, that I can firsthand say, just really great. And we were talking about
the
role model. We don't hear that often enough anymore,
true.
But you guys are great.
True.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Listen. Well, this morning I want to get out, give a shout out to all of the moms out there, all of the grandmothers, the aunties
yes.
and cousins that
yeah.
are helping to raise our children. Thank you. Thank you. Shout out to you today and
wow.
every day. Because
wow.
it's not easy. It is not easy. So thank you.
No. And there's so many things that sometimes can stand in the way of our dads doing what we've got to do for the men, the black men in our community. So you ain't forgotten, brothers.
Certainly
we
not.
Love you.
Certainly
and
not. Thank you
we
for all
are
that
here
you
to
do
support.
As well.
Exactly. Because there's, you know, I can speak firsthand. There's a big tidal wave. The world has almost been convinced that we are problematic and all of this kind of stuff, and it ain't true. And so we just want to remind you to have pride and hold your head up high, because that's
so
what
true.
I do.
And for the men and young men as well, same thing applies.
Yeah.
Reach one, teach
absolutely.
One.
Exactly.
Very important.
I've got to say, Nicole, boy, we just bring it every day here. Now,
that's
this
it.
Is Hot Mic
certainly
Live.
Do.
I call it, yes, HML, Hot
well, Harry,
Mic Live.
It's so important. It's so important. Yes, we speak on hair and beauty, but the community and our survival and our connections with each other, that's what's so vital. That's what's so important. Yes.
Wow. Well, listen, I think it's lovely. I think it is awesome. And so much coming down the pike. Now, today we have what I call great hodgepodge of shows. We've got Michael Hopkins will be with us in about 10 minutes. And then he hosts the Vet Talk radio show. We did quite a long episode on Tuesday, so we'll talk with him about that, he heard any feedback on that. And then what's coming up in the weeks ahead? We're working on special programming here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, reminding everybody it's just a couple months away, really, if that. We have our wonderful Get Set. I call it GSA, Get Set Atlanta. You know, I give everything a three-letter code.
I like that. I like it.
GSA, yes, Get Set Atlanta. Yeah. That's happening on. You got it. Cinco de Mayo, for those of you who celebrate that. That's a Sunday morning. We're going to kick off about 11 o'clock in the morning. Unless you hold a VIP ticket, then you'll come in about 10, and we're having a special speaker. You know, we'll talk and all that kind of wonderful good stuff and get back and all of that. So it's free. You don't have to pay a cent. But if you want to be part of the VIP aspect of it, then it's a ticket price. I think it's like $49. You get $10 off if you buy it in advance. We have a special code for all of that. Everything is available on our website. Remember, you can always go to afrologmagazine.com. And I guess I better spell Afrolog because folks may not know. It's A-F-R-O. L-O-C-K, so Afrolock. We have a lock on black culture.
On black
so
culture.
Go to AfrolockMagazine.com for information, or you can just Google, just do a Google search. So simple. Get Set Atlanta. That's all you got to put in, and it'll all pop up. So really great for complete details. And everybody, you're going to be there, so we're having an in-person call. Yeah, it's going to be great. Nicole Marie will be there. I'll be there.
So excited.
Then we can get Michael down. And we're just going to do a whole lot. Eileen is the proprietor down there. she does a whole lot, Nicole Marie, with herbs and health and wellness, and she does
bio scans
and all of that.
I can't wait to meet her.
Yeah. Oh, she's fabulous. I have special guests coming down. I'm going to be also teaching how. I'm a certified instructor. Let me just put that on out there for CPR, first aid, and all of that. So I'm going to do a special quick class on two-hand CPR. So that, you know, so it'll be, it's going
to
be awesome. Yeah, so that's why we call it Get Set. SET, it stands for Salon Emergency Training. So that's kind of where that came from. Get Set is the acronym, Get Set in Latin.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so really excited.
Yeah,
we are doing
if you're in
that.
The Atlanta area,
so, yeah.
come out. We'd love to
come
see you.
Come out, and even if you're not, you can travel. Get out.
Exactly. Get there.
Yes. Get to moving.
Monroe,
right?
Georgia.
Yeah. Yes. And you were talking about Keisha earlier. She was talking about AfroLife magazine as well. Wanted to, first, let me just shout her out because she's had some health challenges
lately.
Shout out
to Keisha.
And we want to just wish her well and get well soon and all that.
Most
and
definitely.
Come on back.
We're thinking of you, Keisha.
Absolutely, absolutely. And also our magazine, AfroLife magazine. I also want to, speaking of Keishas, there's another Keisha out there, and I mentioned both Keishas this morning on the show.
Yes.
There is the other Keisha, Keisha Moore, who does a whole bunch with braiding. She has Tally Braids, and she's been on our show as well. Ironically,
shout
the two
Keisha.
Keishas who are both in California know
California.
Each other.
California.
But yeah, really cute. Yes, a small world, right? And Hair Radio, we are worldwide. You know, so yesterday I'm on as well, speaking with one of the King Freddy, who I just adore and appreciate. He's a great barber. He has a shop or two over in Ghana, the Ghana area of West Africa. So, yeah, so he's, we're trying to get him on. I've had on,
that'll be great.
I've had on, Kobina Ebenezer's been on our show. We've had on Mawarin from Nigeria. I want to get some folks on from the east side of Africa as well as South Africa on our broadcast. And, you know, we're connected. That's the point
we
of
are
all
connected.
Of this.
Connected.
And I think you said
everywhere.
That as well.
Yes.
Yeah,
very important.
Yes. And so, you know, that's what we kind of do here at the Hair Radio Morning
that's
Show.
That's it.
Yeah.
And for all of our fans, hey, it's so important, too, to step out of your comfort zone. Sometimes we're not comfortable talking to other people, but that's how you learn. That's how you make connections that you never would think that you would have made. Step
that's
out and
right.
speak to someone. Make a connection.
I like that. Now you sound like good old hope of the day talk. Make a connection.
Well, it's important,
and,
though,
know,
Gary. It's very important.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. As we roll on in the month of March of 2024, just want to say good morning again officially. It's about 20 after
morning,
for folks in the East Coast. 6:20 for Central Time Zone, folks. Yes, we kind of roll on this morning.
Right.
So lots of,
and Carrie, if I could say quickly, this weekend, time change. So make sure we are springing forward. Yes, on March the 10th, set your clock forward 1 hour this weekend, March 10th.
Wow. Yeah, well, I could see, wow. Well, just remember, I think as a little kid, I used to remember spring, what was it? Spring, fall
spring
back,
forward,
and spring
fall
ahead.
Back. Right.
Okay, something like that. Whew. It was always tough. I hated that when I was in school and had to change the clock. Oh, man.
Right.
Woo.
I wish the time was just leave it alone.
You know, there's still talk of that, Nicole Maria. We're going to have to cover that and find out from you guys out there how you weigh in. So maybe we can make that discussion on tomorrow's broadcast during mid-show.
Right.
So you call
it.
We'll talk about that. Is it good? Do you want to leave it? Like, I think there's some places like in Arizona, I think they don't change it. We'll figure it out. Well, listen, I just want to say thank you. And along with the wonderful time, and, you know, it's just a, what do they call it, time of refreshing and just bringing on yeah. encouraging things, that leads to hope of the day. And here's what we came up with. We came up with a wonderful theme that you really head up here on the broadcast. Take a listen.
Well, first of all, hope is important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. It's that belief that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what we may have been through, going through, going to go through, there's always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in all of our lives. So every day, I share an inspirational way from a book by Patrick Lindsay, and it's called High Hope.
High Hope.
High Hope.
Yes, I just love it. So today, what do you have on tap for those of us who are looking for hope?
The hope of the day is treasure your humanity. Don't take it for granted. Value it in yourself and in others. Fight to retain and foster it. Allow your real feelings to reign. Let them steer you towards the beautiful things in life. Back to you, Carrie.
Oh, wow. The beautiful things in life, holding on
beautiful
to your humanity.
That's
yeah.
it.
And so many of us these days, you know, when you turn on the TV, we're talking about that earlier, don't seem to practice recognizing the importance of being humane to one another.
Exactly.
I think it's important. Yeah, you've got to hold on to your humanity. First, I guess you got to have humanity. And so
exactly.
these days, but yeah, hold on to it once it's there and cultivated. Very important. Yeah, treasure it. I so am on board with this, and it's so important, and I love it. You absolutely need to hold on to your humanity, especially these days. And I think that's going to be my hashtag for this Thursday, holding on to my humanity. And so, Nicole Marie, thank you for that. Now, what about yourself? Do you believe that humanity is really critical and important out there? And these days, like I said, it's missing too much.
I certainly do. Certainly do. These days and times, it is critical. Just like Patrick Lindsay said, fight to retain it and foster it. So once again, your voice is your power. You have to stand up.
Stand up and be counted, be heard, be seen.
Yeah, stand up, be counted, be heard, be seen, and let those that are trying to take humanity away from certain people, from certain groups, hey, no, we're here. We're here, and we are important. So you have
and
to
we built
stand
this
up
land,
fight.
Folks. We
exactly.
put it right side up, so we ain't going
exactly.
nowhere.
Exactly. You can't
listen,
sit and be silent.
Exactly. Let me, speaking of, you know, treasuring our humanity, let me bring on a gentleman who also demonstrates humanity every day, being the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show. We're talking about the one and only Michael Hopkins.
Michael Hopkins.
He's got his own fan base.
Oh, yeah.
Out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia.
That's
Michael,
right.
Good morning,
Michael.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Happy Mitchell, Nicole Marie and Carrie Hine.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, yes. One of the things I love what you said, Nicole Marie, about humanity. And when you said stand up, what brought to my mind was that famous artist Bob Marley and that famous song he had about stand up, get up, stand up for your rights.
Yeah.
And this is a critical time that's what
we have to do. You gotta get me that in advance.
Oh, don't worry, we will.
The next show.
Oh yeah, don't
yes.
worry, we will.
Get it on tomorrow, Carrie.
That's, but I love this. But I love this because that's what you have to do. You have to operate with some type of humanity. You have to in this world. Just because you know, everything is going south, or it don't look like it's going to work, or something ain't going to happen. No, you got to keep it moving. And you have to. Because if you don't, who will? That's the way I look at it. That, right. In my life, that's the way I look at it. If I don't do it, who will do it? And we're not stopping. We are not stopping. Cannot stop. That's why I love what I do with my veteran brothers and sisters. I interact with them every day, and they inspire me. Just like being here on this show inspires me. It pushes me to new bounds. It just, between, you know,
every day.
Being a host on this show with you guys, that's a dream come true for me.
Certainly
and I mean, I love and appreciate
and
both
we love
of you
it.
Every
well,
day.
Good.
7 days a week, 24
good.
Hours a day. I love and appreciate you guys. I love being
thank
here. I love
much.
What we do. I just
awesome.
Love it. As
love
you can tell, I'm a little enthused.
Well.
I'm a little enthused this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Every day. Oh, yeah. I had listening to both of you guys this morning at, you know, in the chat right here. You know, I got that extra Superman power
yes,
this morning.
Hot Mike Live.
Yeah, Hot Mike Live. So I said,
show.
Michael Hopkins, you have to bring it this morning.
And
wow.
you are
that's
bringing
what
it.
You,
thank you
have to do. You guys, I mean, hey, family. That's
well,
all I can say. Family,
yeah.
That's
hey,
right.
Michael, I have on my Superwoman cape this morning.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Oh, I didn't even know that. I'm going to have to
I
get
know
my cape.
I didn't know Wonder Woman had a cape, but I guess she does.
Well, I have one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Well, listen, let me just say thank you to both of you and to all the fans
you,
who,
Carrie.
As you guys point out, are just amazing. So, listen, we're going to take our music break. When we come back, Michael, we have to talk about this big show that we just did. Awesome job, Nicole Marie. Hope of the day. Love it.
Hope of the
Here's
day.
Here's our music break. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. More to unpack. I've got a very special guest joining us today for the first time. It is a real honor to bring her to you guys. I've had a chance to chat with her, and she's from the realm, in the realm of hair replacement. We're going to talk a little bit about that. It is my great honor. She goes by Gigi, Miss Gigi Ford. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Carrie.
Yes, it's really nice to finally have you here. For the fans to actually get to meet you through all, you know, they just have you on the show and just your energy and all your brilliant, you know, just everything. We're just excited. Finally.
Yes.
So listen.
I'm so honored.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Let me just tell you, I want to kind of jump in on this, Gigi, because when we had a chance to talk, I told you, I said, first of all, hair replacement is very close to my heart. So this is something I've worked in. I've been a part of this, the whole hair replacement part on the spectrum of hair care. And it's important. It's important to the folks, to your clients, to the folks that you're interacting with, and everything that you're about. And yes. I just want to say that this really, that's why we had to have you here. And I've got to just shout out, if I may, to start this whole entire process, I have to first say thank you to Sam Enon from BOBSA, BOBSA.org, for making this entire interview today possible for the Hair Radio Morning Show. So you guys know Sam Enon. He's been on our show many, many times from the Black-owned Beauty Supply Association, which he runs, BOBSA.org. And this is all that he's about, is helping to promote folks who are out there trying to make a difference in this community with getting their supply shops, their salons, anything along that spectrum out there. So we're very proud to be connected to Sam Enon and BOBSA.org. So, Gigi, I've got to start there with you. So how has this all been and your connection with BOBSA? Let's go in a little bit. How did we start there? And then, of course, we'll get more into your whole entire business with hair replacement. But yes, how does it connect with them?
Absolutely. Thank you. And it's an honor to be on to share with the audience. And thank God for Sam. I met Sam many, many years ago when he started BOBSA in the Bay Area. And I became a part. And then people get busy and, you know, drop out, which was a bad mistake. Because this being with BOBSA is so awesome. So we reconnected recently, and we're on our way to do bigger and better things. I will never leave BOBSA again.
I love that. You heard it right here, folks, on the Air Radio Morning Show. And we're gonna hold Gigi to that. We really are, which is just awesome. So I'm loving it. And wait up, Sam. Sam, I know you're out there, Sam, and I can't wait to hear what you got to say on that one. Okay, so listen. And as you said, you're out in California. Now you're in the San Leandro area, in San Leandro, I believe. So you're right there.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Now, is that Northern California? That's not down south like Los Angeles area, but up north,
we're
right?
We're in Northern California. I'm like 10 minutes from Oakland.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So San Leandro is connected to Oakland. Oakland, San Leandro, then it goes Hayward, Fremont. It just goes on and on. Yes. I'm in Northern California. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'm loving this. Now, Gigi, you've got to tell us first, what exactly is the business Hair Replacement by Gigi? Tell us all about it.
Okay, is Hair Replacement by Gigi, which non-surgical hair replacement. I empower, encourage, promote, and prepare cosmetologists to go into another area of their business. I wrote a book a while back, Don't Lose Your Clients Because They're Losing Their Hair. And I did that because in the industry, so many salons were losing their clients, throw them out when they could not replace the hair. First, I always see a dermatologist. If the hair is going to grow back, you can work with a trichologist. But if it's not going to grow back, then you want to be able to service that client. And non-surgical hair replacement, where we're replacing the missing hair. We work with medical-related hair replacement, and that's where the lady loses her hair for medical reasons. So that's very important. If you're working with clients with medical-related hair loss, that you're able to use the right type of attachment methods to attach their hair. Now, it could be attached to skin. It could be attached to hair. So there's many options, but you must be prepared. So I secondly, Carrie, the book I wrote, The Curriculum of Hair Replacement. Why did I do that? Because they need the theory. They need to know who, what, when, and why. You know, we're gifted out here, and we can attach, and we can style, we can create. But why are you doing it? When do you do it? Who do you do it on? It's so important. So it's non-surgical hair replacement. Hair Replacement by Gigi is an entity for education for non-surgical hair replacement.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All-Known Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Thursday morning, March 7th, 2024. I'm Carrie Hines. It's our broadcast show number 965. Ooh, 965 episodes as of today. And we are so, so excited. We want to thank you for that. Let me bring back to the line Michael Hopkins, the man you guys know well from the Vet Talk radio show, out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael, again, happy, happy show. We're about to roll up on 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central Time.
Very much.
And it's our spotlight hour. We'll talk a little bit about that. But first, officially, good morning again.
Good morning again.
Listen,
happy, happy, and more happy.
Exactly. And I want to kind of jump on in. Vet Talk Radio, a hugely popular broadcast right here on our network. We're so happy. You've been with us for years, Michael Hopkins. You have.
Uh-oh.
Now,
the emphasis on years.
Yes, exactly. Now, for those folks who are just joining us for the very first time today, what would you like them to know about the Vet Talk Radio show?
Wow, Vet Talk Radio show, Carrie. Whoa, wow. It is a dynamic show. It's right here on the Hair Radio, the Hair Morning Radio Show, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central on Tuesdays, like clockwork. And it's all about the vets, helping veterans, guiding veterans through the claims and compensation process. You don't have to be a veteran to listen in. We all know veterans. We have family members as veterans. We have people that just want to help veterans. And it's all about the education process when it comes to the claims and compensation system of the Office of Veteran Affairs, better known as the VA to you civilians. How about that, Carrie Hahn?
Well, thank you, Michael. And what's important to know also, that Michael, you, sir, are an accredited claims agent, an ACA.
That's right.
I call an ACA. an accredited claims agent, and you are helping those to navigate the claims and compensation process. How, you know, can anybody, can I just wake up and be an ACA today? What does it take to be an ACA, and why is that so important?
Wow, Carrie, that is a great question. And to become an ACA, I mean, it's a process. The federal government, in their infinite wisdom, put individuals through a process to become an accredited claims agent. There's an application process. There's a background check process. There is a letter process where you have to have character witnesses. There's also a testing process. And believe it or not, Carrie Hines, there is a monitoring process also too. Because you're sworn to integrity helping veterans.
I love it.
That's right.
And let me just also say, a very special salute to our veterans. We do a big good morning.
Very much so.
We just love you and appreciate you and all the effort that you've made. Great talk. Now, Michael, this past Tuesday, we aired a very special extended broadcast of Vet Talk Radio, which was like 10 terms, I believe, that really helps folks to navigate the claims process. I say leading to claim success, really. Remind everybody a little bit more about what this episode was and why I want to kind of talk a little bit about it today, because again, it's big. So tell us a little bit more about this episode. Why was it so important to tell folks about these 10 terms?
Well, Carrie, you know, the reason why it was so very important, because as an accredited claims agent, these were terms that I always run into with my veteran brothers and sisters. These are questions that they ask. These are things they're curious about. And I know it can help them, propel them to success if they understood these 10 so very important terms. And different terms, like something is a static disability that you have, or the payment portion of the program of being a disabled veteran. A lot of them want to know, well, how does this work? Or they have certain times they go in for claims and pensions exams, or as we call them as veterans, C&P exams. There are some exams they go into, Carrie, that you physically have to be there. There are other exams you do not have to physically be there. It's a records check. And a lot of the vets, they didn't understand that. Sometimes they don't have exams. They get to 100% permanent and total, and that's the goal of most veterans that file for compensation. We call it the Hondo Club. You want to get into that club because there's so many benefits. You know, the monetary gains, your family gets benefits, spouses, and we all want to get there. But how do you get there, Carrie Hines? How do you get there? That's the thing.
By listening to
Michael Hopkins, an accredited claims agent here on the Vet Talk Radio Show. That's how you get there.
That's how you get there, folks. That's how you get it. I just got to say to everybody, yes, your show is on Tuesday mornings right here at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. But also, listen anyway, right here to the Hair Radio Morning Show, because we're always slipping in some veterans support talk right here.
Always.
On the broadcast.
Always.
And we thank you for your service, of course. And speaking of service, I just want to take a moment. I've got some big things ahead that we're working on here in New York, and I'll be making some huge announcements that I think are going to be just surprising to everybody in the next week or so. And I just want to say thank you to my community board here. Speaking of community, you know, here our show is all about three things. This is our mantra. Three things, three words that yes. really offer a complete synopsis on what we're all about. Michael, what are those three words that we know oh so well? And so do you.
Carrie Hines. Carrie Hines, those three words are hair, beauty, and community.
Oh, yeah. That's correct.
Yeah.
And so just want to thank my board, my community board. I'm a New York City public official. They've granted me that by appointment. And I'm closing in on my first term here. And I just want to say thank you. I, along with the board, represent a constituency of over 200,000 persons. Now, that's not all of New York City. For those of you who may be in smaller towns outside of New York, you may not realize that 200,000 persons is just in my zip code. Just in my little
wow.
area.
That's a big wow.
New York City, folks. Yeah, so, you know, I just want you to be aware. And I want to thank the folks that I've had an opportunity to serve with here in New York and to get so many things voted on and to just start my political aspirations right here. And again, as those of you who tuned in, you heard me thanking Wayne Smith, who, again, I spoke of Wayne earlier, the former mayor from Irvington, New Jersey, which is right outside of New York City, who inspired me to and encouraged me to be part of my local community board and just reminding us that we can all make a difference. And so, yeah, Nicole, all of us, we are very much community-minded individuals
right.
here on this program. And that's
right.
And so I'm super excited about that. So listen, Michael Hopkins, great things ahead. We're going to talk about in days to come what's going on for season four. I can't believe you're at season four for the new episodes of Ed Talk Radio, which are on the way. So we're going to be working on all of that. I'm super excited. Michael, we're going to see if we can get you down to Get Set Atlanta. We were talking about that during the mid-show, you know, our live Hot Mic Live segment a little while ago. We were talking about that. So we're hoping that you can join us, you and Miss Vena can join us in Atlanta, Georgia. On May 5th for our wonderful Get Set Atlanta. So, you know, think about that.
Oh, I'm thinking, and it's sounding like a fantastic idea, Carrie, huh?
Yeah, well, I've kind of given it another moniker, and that's Get Set Vet Atlanta, because, everything that we do, it's inspiring the veterans, and we want to work with the veterans and on everything that we do. There, you guys are not, it's not far from our minds here on the broadcast. It's with you in
very
mind.
Much so.
So, yeah. So, Get Set Atlanta, again, it's just going to be, it's a big meetup. And the folks at BOFI, I guess I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. Folks have asked that we get on Dr. Evans and what their appearance on the show. So I think we have something with Siobhan and Dr. Bernard Evans, who is the man behind the Biofi Global brand. They're a hair products company, but they do so much more. And he's the one who created that. So I believe that we're in talks to try to get them down with us, and we're going to keep our fingers crossed on that. We'll keep you guys informed. But we have so many folks who will be joining us there. And, again, I just want to paint the real picture of Get Set Atlanta. This is not like a theater show that we've done or, you know, it's not one of our stage presentations so much. It's literally what's called a farmer's market, but it's not outside. It's an indoor. I've been there. So we were there 5 years ago, Siobhan and I down there. And what it is that it's an indoor farmer's market where I just love it. And along the side, the perimeter of the building, the structure inside, again, I got to keep saying that, what you have are these incredible, like, stores within a store. And it's really nice, Michael. What happens with that is that they get to, you come over after you maybe, to me it looks like the inside of a supermarket kind of sort of, where you shop, shop,
okay.
And then once you finish, you pay and then you come over to the side and you can see maybe they have a little bank or they have other stores around the perimeter. And it's so nice. And one of those stores is our special host. Her name is Eileen, and she runs, she's the proprietor, and she has the, you know, all the things that you. So I'm so excited. It'll be good to see her. It's been quite too long, and
wow.
We're looking forward to it. And we're going to be talking there, and I'll be signing my books and autographing books and my shampoo bottles and stuff like that. In addition to whatever else we can do to encourage and inspire, as we were talking about mid-show, and just, you know, in the early segment, and just keep on moving on here. So Get Set Atlanta, you can get tickets. If it's free to get your tickets, we encourage you to simply go to, you can just Google Get Set Atlanta. It's that simple. I mean, it doesn't get any simpler than that. And it'll take you right there. It's free to get your ticket, or if you want a VIP ticket, then you just can buy it right there. Everything is sold through or distributed through Eventbrite.com. That's our distribution partner. Whether it's a free ticket or a paid ticket, you can get it directly at Eventbrite.com. That's spelled EventBrite, Eventbrite.com. And Michael, so yeah, that is what is happening, brother.
Excitement, Kerry Hines. It is excitement here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's excitement.
Yeah.
That is going to be epic. That Get Set. Oh, yes. That is going to be epic. You got to show up, folks. It's going to be epic.
Yes. Get Atlanta, ATL. So I'm real excited about all of that. All good stuff. Okay, so Michael, why don't we take a little bit? We have been kind of starving everybody for a little bit of a music break. And when we come back, it's only a short music break. Stay with us. We've got a lot more to get into this morning and so much more on the way. Good stuff, Michael. Now, how's the weather down there in Virginia?
Oh, not bad, not bad at all. It's going to be very sunny down here. And if I remember correctly, we're going to be looking at in the low 50s.
In the low 50s, really?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a little special down here today.
Wow. Okay, I'm kind of shocked. All right,
it's
a little cooler up here, I think, in New York City, so we'll keep you guys posted. Listen, we've been playing a little bit of this and a little bit of that. It's Throwback Thursday, so a lot of the songs that you're listening to today in our music playlist are songs that we just love the artists, and they will forever, especially in this case, be with us. This is the one and only Michael Jackson. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
I am an introvert, really, though, I am.
Okay.
It was the amount of love that she poured in, and she never even, I never even thought about limitation. I never thought about anything was impossible. And so all of my friends and family would say, oh, yeah, you know, Robin's in La La Land. And so I was like, well, you know, it's pretty cool here. And that's why I love Kay.
Wow.
Because I could think about something and I had no boundary. And so that's kind of how I live. I'm really a free spirit, Carrie. And my mom was my inspiration, and I asked God every step, you know, which way I should go. And even in his guidance, my missteps are still on purpose. And I think that that's the beauty about life is that, you know, when you are guided in love and you are rooted in great counsel, people who care about you, your mistakes, your bumps, your bruises, your learnings, all of it has purpose behind it. And so therefore, you know, you end up in some places that you never would have expected. And that's kind of how I've been tracking along. And in the industry, Dolores Green from my hometown, Savannah, Georgia, she gave me my first opportunity to be a salon owner. I was too young to even know that it was a risk. And Mr. McBride, who is the founder of McBride Research Laboratories of Design Essentials, he gave me an opportunity to work in research and development. And that's when I realized the chair was possible. Looking at him, I knew being a CEO was possible. Belinda Baker, she was the first educator that I saw that it blew my mind how she spoke, how she was able to carry a crowd and her knowledge base. She was inspiration instantly. And those are the people who really inspired me in the hair industry. As a, you know, salons, I started studying the top 200 salons in the country, doing a million or more in revenue, and I realized that people of color, we weren't on the list. And that was shocking.
Wow.
And this was in the late 90s, early 2000s. And what I realized, the business models were the same. All you had to do was plug in your business DNA and follow the guide of really building a corporation. And, you know, I started out in the industry very young because my only goal had was freedom, period. And so with that, I had a lot of patience. However, being a self-study, self-taught entrepreneur, I was able to find my way to understanding there's a difference between small business and big business. And that was another reason technology was attractive, because I had done small business well, and I knew that it was something I did not know.
So that drove me to studying different industries, different models. And I give a shout out to Candace again. Being a graduate from Georgia Tech, the pathway in the technology world, especially for a young person of color, gained this point of view of this is how you do big business. And
absolutely.
With that, we were able to merge wisdom in the industry and eyes of the future to start creating models that fit us better. Because truthfully, in the tech world, what was interesting when I first started learning about it, I was like, this is for trust fund babies. This is not for us. They are
right.
giving funding to ideas. No, where I come from, you better have a client before you open a business. You better
absolutely.
Know your revenue stream before you start, you know, doing a business.
Right.
So it was brand new and exciting. And just being able to learn all the time is exciting as well. I would share with any of the audience members, always be a student. You know, and make sure the people that you team up with and you connect with, that there's an alignment that begins on a spiritual level, because the world is hard enough to fight the obstacles of keeping your faith when you're not in alignment. And the thing that I know that holds this company together with a super glue is we are rooted in understanding that our steps are guided by God. And being in an entrepreneur setting, we get to say that boldly. You know, I never understood the corporate, what do they call it, protocols of...
Right.
Yes, of what to say and not what not to say and what
right.
was politically correct. That's what I'm looking for.
Right.
PC. Didn't have to go that route. If that's what I would say to anybody. The thing about all the people in our company, they follow their truth. And what I love about Shirley, who's our global brand manager.
Shirley Dickinson.
Corporate. In the level of excellence. So all the things that I don't know, she keep us in order and of true excellence. And so I tell anybody, you know, rather your career path takes you straight into entrepreneurship or takes you to higher learning to get a PhD, or you
right.
follow your bliss as an artist, be in alignment, stay on purpose, know your truth, and trust the journey,
yeah.
because it's purpose in all the stumbling blocks. And then when you get to these milestones to celebrate, they mean a lot. And so those are the things that we really live by.
But then it's like, you know, I'm kind of wondering, do they know how Kerry Hines fits into this, because you have been part of a media, I won't say frenzy, you've been part of the media and made some very, very important inroads and, you know, connections that I think that somebody needs to explore and write about or talk about or tell about. So I'm thankful that you're going to help me look back and kind of document some of the things that you have contributed to media and some of the people and lives that you've touched, because I think it's really important and people don't know because you're so humble. And if you would, just indulge me and share with the listeners some of the things that you do as Kerry Hines.
Oh, we know, Kerry. We're dealing with producer extraordinaire.
So when we dealing with you, Carrie Hines, it ain't no such thing as it's going to be all right. No, it's never going to be all right. It's always going to be excellence, Carrie. Because that's what you do, man. You bring out the excellence in all of us. You make us step up to the plate. And you bring out us being professional at doing this. That's what you do, man. I mean, you know, that's what you do. Wouldn't you guys agree with that?
Absolutely. And I think it's trusting, Carrie, too. Like, you can't open up or can't be 100% honest if you don't trust the host or trust the person who you're dealing with. And I think that's the camaraderie that's there. Everybody trusts Carrie, and then we trust each other.
Yeah, you're in Jersey. I'm in Brooklyn. But listen, let me just say, we're going to talk a little bit. We had an adventure yesterday. We went to a big TV show. We're going to tell you all about it as we kind of roll into the next hour and all that this morning on the show. But first, I want to bring back to the line. Now, this gentleman, I'm so excited about it. Dr. Bernard Evans, who is really the man behind the brand, you guys have been hearing us in recent days and weeks, for that much, talking about a company that I just love. And it is, and Siobhan, you being a stylist, you're going to absolutely love this. They've got great products, and this gentleman has an incredible story that he began to share with our fans. Right. And it's just been, So Dr. Bernard Evans is the man behind this movement, I call it, BeofiGlobal.com. And because I know you want to go to the site again, let me just make sure I got to spell it for everybody. So it's B like boy, E like Edward, Y like yellow, O like Oscar, F like Frank, I like India, global.com. So it's BeofiGlobal.com. Now, let me bring, without further ado, the man who usually joins us on Friday morning, Dr. Bernard Evans. Dr. Evans, you are on with Siobhan, this here out of New Jersey, and me, Carrie Hines. Welcome back to the broadcast. Good morning.
Good morning, beautiful people. Good morning, Siobhan. How are you?
Good morning. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Good.
It's great to have you.
Thank you for such a warm greeting. Thank you, Jay.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we've been loving Beofi. So I want to, you know, and it comes through naturally. We've been sharing, if, you know, whenever folks tune in, we have a moment to drop a little line. We're talking about the brand, Beofi, and you do so much more at BeofiGlobal.com. So I want to talk a little bit. Of course, you have the best in hair care and hair care products and all of that. But you do so much more, Dr. Evans. Can you please walk us through some of the other things that maybe folks may not know is available at Beofi?
Well, that would be an all-day conversation and probably weeks on end. But I'll just try to make it quick. A statement about what we've been doing for the last 40 years with hair care systems and not just one product. So we have comprised systems of products for marketplaces globally that I've had the pleasure of going into countries and doing emerging markets, and also working with those officials to help bring product to different marketplaces around the world. Secondly, BOF, as you did state, and those who do not know, BOF is more than hair care. So we're into BOF technology. BOF merchant services, which I think would be very, very ideal for business owners and or companies that are looking to save money yearly on their processing fees. And a lot of probably stylists like myself and Siobhan are not really knowledgeable about that industry. Sometimes we could be paying more than we should. And so part of my, mandate is to save industries and individuals money on their processing fees. And a lot of, POS.
Well, you're talking my language now. You're talking about the processing fees. Wait a minute. You got to give me a little bit more on that one because, honestly, you know, I have my magnifying glass. As you get a little older, you start to pull out the readers, and I'm looking, trying to figure out, okay, this one is 2.9 cents. This one is 2.25 cents. What do you have? Tell me more about that. I'm interested.
Well, we have the flexibility, and every client is different, Siobhan, okay? So we just have to know pretty much who they're processing with. And we know that Square has a flat rate, okay? Then there's so many others like Braintree, there's Stripe, there's Authorize.net. And we have been fortunate enough to come into the marketplace. And for me, I'm really concerned about our creative industry. Mm-hmm. And whereas most salons, barbershops, as you know, and you're accustomed to it because I believe for years you've taken cards, right? But most of us are really taken into consideration, right?
Mm-hmm.
What it is that is behind the scenes, right? We want the apparatus. We want to be able to take American Expresses and all other type of cards, tap tips. But that's the POS system. But what's behind the scene, like you said, when you use your microphone glass? The little magnifying glass? So a lot of people don't look into the background. But I look into the background. I'm a person that likes to look into the background, Carrie and Siobhan. It's very important as business owners that we be very, very astute about the services and one that we are offering. And then as stylists, we want to retain as much of our profit as we can, right?
Absolutely. And we want it right now as well. We want the money now. I don't want to wait because it's Friday. All my clients come Friday and Saturday. I don't want to wait till Tuesday to see it in my account. I need it instantly.
Understandable. Have a way we could get you next day funding, right? Next day funding, and it batches out automatically. And so the beauty about BOP World Merchant Services is that not only can we compete with who you're processing with, we also have technology as well, and the latest of technology that can help you even with your processing by your phone, even if you don't have the need for having an apparatus at your station, meaning your checkout at when they leave, but you can actually check out right from your phone. Your phone. And they can a receipt via text or email or whatever it is that they do, and they can sign your phone. So that's
very nice.
Sign
how
everything
can I
on
ask
your phone
you with this process? Do you have to do that? You know how you have this annual compliance for protection, where you got to do this update and that, or is it automatic?
We do have to be compliant because we are financially backed, and we have to do that for the banking industry, but.
Right.
Everything is yearly with the compliances, as you already know. But what's most important is that we need to be on top of what are we paying, and I'm a stickler for that.
For all the hairstylists listening to this, knowing now we could get our money tomorrow, we don't have to wait till Tuesday. How do we sign up, and where do we go to find all the information on this?
I have formats info at BOFIWorldPay.com. Again, info at BOFIWorldPay. And I will also send it into Kerry so that he can have it again. And they can send us their requirements. It's a form and how we are to get in touch with them. And we'll take them through just a very soft process and hear what their concerns are, like yours. And this is a global industry, and we,
fantastic,
and that includes you. You know, we do so much in the industry other than, you know, take a person's card, because we sometimes are psychologists in the chair, listeners for these clients always, and we want to give them the best of who we are as innovators, right? So we're concerned more about them than their money,
they're
but we want to save them money as well.
Yeah,
right, we want to save them money.
That's
as well.
True.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I want to be able to save our customers money, and also our stylists and barbers all around the world. So Biofi Merchant Service is a global service, so we don't just service America. We're in the islands as well as Europe as well. So from website solutions to checkout solutions to peer assistance, we do it all. So we can be a game changer in the industry, and I love being in the game of saving people money.
Oh, you're talking my language. Every time you say it, I'm listening even more and more. Fantastic.
Thank you, I'm interested in hearing what you're doing in New Jersey, though. Yeah. I'm more interested to hearing what you're doing in New Jersey and what has kept you so long in this this business. Can you elaborate on that?
Being in the hair and beauty industry, it doesn't feel like work. It's something that I'm passionate about, that I love doing. And again, it's almost like you're sitting down with a good friend, you're having a good conversation, you're fixing their hair and making them look fantastic. It's just a good feeling all around.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I really do, and I've always enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know
that's
what?
Beautiful.
I got to say, yeah, Dr. Evans, first of all, let me just bring everybody up to speed here. If you're just tuning in, you're just joining us, you're catching us in the middle of a great conversation, first of all, and you missed a lot. I'm Kerry Hines, and I am on with two incredible industry colleagues. And first, I've got to say, of course, you guys know Siobhan Desir. And again, want to say happy belated birthday yesterday, Siobhan.
Yes,
big birthday.
Thank you,
we'll talk a little
birthday.
Bit about that, too. Yeah. Happy birthday, Ms. Siobhan. Great, great, great stuff. So we'll talk about it because we celebrated. So I got to fill you in on that, Dr. Evans, a little later. We had a big celebration.
Okay.
We're going to talk about right? Now, listen, I got to say also, yes, I was just going to say, joining us also, of course, you hear Dr. Bernard Evans, who is the man behind BOFIGlobal.com, and I just love it. Again, you've been having a big conversation with Siobhan, which I just love this. Because you have the right name in here. It's a global brand, and it's so much more. Not that hair care isn't enough. It can be enough. But we're happy to say that you've built on helping, everybody with, especially the back-end processing and the financial interest for merchants. So great work. Okay,
Absolutely.
BOFI Global, and I want to spell it again. Yeah, because here's the thing. I want to make sure that when people, you kind of need to, you know, everybody's finger-thumbing everything real quickly. BOFI is spelled B like boy, E like Edward, Y like yellow, O like Oscar, F like Frank, I like India, the word global. So BOFIGlobal.com. And I'm so excited to have this man, the gentleman behind the brand with us. So great work.
Thank you,
Bernard Evans. Good stuff. Yeah.
No, thank you again.
So,
thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Yeah, no, this is something that we enjoy doing. And I love that you have covered this, especially, Siobhan, this is right up your alley with emergency
services.
That's
the truth. Yeah, listen, because
and saving
the truth is,
on the
scene. As a hairdresser,
yeah.
We've already have too many tasks already. We've got to be hairstylists,
yes.
And we have to do photo ops and do videographing and put lights
yeah.
up and, you know, we yes, so just to know that he's offering the merchant
yeah.
side of it, we don't have to add that to our playbook. Fantastic. Look, we just need
yeah.
to all follow that site and take out our readers and go ahead and see what's going on to join us.
Well, that would
true.
Be that
well,
would be fantastic.
It
would be fantastic.
Yeah.
I just want to bring more innovation to our industry, right? And we have to be concerned about innovation and technology and how the hair industry
right.
is changing globally. Right.
Ooh.
But we want to bring innovations
yeah.
To stylists and those upcoming stylists that will come behind us and lead them with an easier path to process as well.
Exactly.
And I really love what
Siobhan
had to say, her approach
yeah.
and why she does it so long. And, you know, find many
yeah.
stylists now that continue after years and years. For me, it'll be about 38. Years, nearly 40 years. So
oh, wow.
To continue doing something like that, yes. And I'm
well,
New York licensed as well as Georgia licensed. So it is very, very rewarding, not only financially, but we have these clients that have really helped to shape our lives with their influences as well. So I would like to see how we impact even more lives enhancing their
yes.
beauty and their self-esteem. And it's a pleasure
yes.
to meet you, Siobhan.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes. Let me, Dr. Evans, I just want to ask you about the one thing that I did see at EOCGlobal.com that we haven't really chatted about, and that's something that I think affects a lot of folks. You guys are talking about money. And what about becoming an affiliate? Because I think this is something that folks are, especially these days, it's not the way it was back when we were out there starting out. They didn't have anything called affiliate. There was no way that you could, you know, share something and possibly earn a few extra bucks. So can you talk a little bit about the affiliate idea and how I think that folks can really gain something from this concept? At the
EOCGlobal.com. I'll try and do my best. You put me on the spot.
Okay.
So,
oh, sorry about that. And I can, listen,
you know,
I can
okay.
also jump in. Okay, because this is something I'm intimately familiar with.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, it is something that I've been thinking about for a long time, at least for the last
yeah.
10 years. And I wanted to find an approach whereby not only hairstylists, but individuals can have a, and I don't like to use the word side hustle, but they can actually begin to make money also while they're working through social marketing.
Exactly.
And I started
yes.
probably back in 1991.
Wow.
And it evolved, yes, it evolved into a affiliate situation where I thought it could help impact, you know, others' lives by them making financial gains positively through social marketing. And the associate side of the affiliate, they are twofold. The affiliate has a membership that a person
mm-hmm.
can become a membership, Siobhan, and we set them up with their own unique ID number, and everything is automated where they get their commissions and they can go in and they can choose whichever level they would like, from the Onyx to now Jade 8, which is a jade Yellowstone. So I was given not to do precious metals, but to do stones through prayer. So I just went
wow.
into doing precious. So that identifies, it kind of separates the different levels as the members choose to become a member. But the affiliates
side of it is anyone can join. That is commission-based. And one thing you don't know, Carrie, and I'm going to share this with you and Siobhan, is that BOFI has its own Visa card as well. So we have our own Visa prepaid, BOFI World, yes. And so that's part of my vision, was to bring something that these individuals will actually be able to have as their reward points are coming, just like in a reward card. They can actually load their card with their points, but also with their own dollars up to $2,500. So the Visa is a Visa prepaid card that can be utilized anywhere in the world, but they will be delivered to American residents. But they can use it at restaurants, any department store, online shopping, and even when they're out of the country, they can use the card abroad. So that was a great accomplishment to add to the affiliate side of BOFI. So, yes, we're into a lot of different things. And so the individual can actually earn by just circulating the link. And they go into BOFI Global. They can see the tab says Become Affiliate. They can click on the affiliate link, and they have two options. And the option will take them to the affiliate side, and they can choose what level they want to be or become a member. And from that, they just begin to socially market the link through their social marketing links, or we help them create their landing pages and all sorts of things like that to help bring more attention to what it is that they're doing. So BOFI then is a global brand. It is established in London. So those that are in London and those that are in America can circulate that link, and Amazon ships the products to everyone in the world. So their monies are sent to them via their accounting through payout systems, and those individuals receive their commissions every 2 weeks.
Wow.
So the more that they promote the link to their followers, the more that they get behind it and become enthused about earning money, they can earn as much as they want, and there's no limitation to what a person can earn. I did not put a cap on that. But there are some levels in the membership side. If a person just wants to start, just to see how they can begin to grow their business, selling our services, whether it is the merchant services, whether it is beauty products and the other services that we see, the travel side as well. So we have a travel business where individuals can go in and book and travel in the world as well, BOFI Travel. So we use the same engines, just like an Expedia or an Orbit. It is the same. But it's just refaced for BOFI. So all those things have been done for me to bring more value to our stylists and barbers all around the world.
That's amazing, because the truth is, when they have these different shows and stuff, we stylists have to travel everywhere. So now if you have a travel company, we're able to book through this. Is this what I'm hearing?
Yes, we are. Yes,
wow,
we are.
Wonderful.
Hotels. And everything, hotels, Ubers, whatever you want to do, you just go to BOFI Travel and Tours, and we take it from there.
Wow.
We have live agents that come on and speak to you, and live agents just like you would, and we use the same carriers, but we can also compete with those other packages as well. And we have our own packages from cruises to airline excursions from, like Delta has something and someone goes to Orbit, or they go to Expedia and they're searching and they see a price there. So we can also match that price as well or beat it altogether by giving them 110% credit for them to travel with BOFI Travel and Tours.
Wow. Well, first of all, I'm just blown away, Dr. Bernard Evans. Let me just catch everybody up a little bit. If you are just joining us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. We're live today. It's Friday,
It's Mandate Friday for us. It's February 16th of 2024. Today is our broadcast show number 955, as we march towards our show 1,000 and beyond, the most prolific hair and beauty radio talk show in the history of broadcasting. You guys are on it today. And so I'm just so happy to have Siobhan Desir out of New Jersey. Siobhan is a hairstylist, many years of experience, and a proprietor. So we'll say she's doing real great big things. I had to tell everybody, Siobhan, you're doing great things down in New Jersey. So we're going to continue to kind of highlight you here. And one of our special guests, who we asked to drop by for a little bit, but I'm going to see if you can kind of hang in for just a minute or two longer. I'd love to make an introduction. Dr. Bernard Evans, who I just adore, he is the man behind this brand. It's a global brand called Beaufy, BeaufyGlobal.com. That's their website. And I want to make sure that I want to introduce you to a gentleman that I know well who is, we're going all the way across the country to California. Now, you have Siobhan to see out of Jersey. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. And, of course, I want to say, where are you exactly, Dr. Evans? Where are you coming to us from this morning?
Atlanta, Georgia.
You're down in Georgia? Nice. Okay, well, we're going to be down to visit you real soon, so we'll talk about that. Wow, okay. Mm-hmm. And I got to bring to the line. And can you hang in with us for about 5 minutes, Dr. Evans? Can you hang in a little bit?
I will. Thank you so much for that.
Okay, great. Let me bring to the line. Now, this is the man I call a disruptor in a good way. Sam Enon, we go back a long way. Sam is the man behind a company called Black Home Beauty Supply Association.org, right? Bobsa.org. You guys know Sam. And let me just get him on. He had to get up real early to come to this live. Sam, you're on with everybody this morning. We got Dr. Bernard Evans from BeaufyGlobal.com. We got Siobhan Desir out of New Jersey, hairstylist. You got Kara Hines from Brooklyn, New York. And good morning out there on the West Coast.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sam Enon from
Boston. Yes, it's good to have you join us, Sam. And I wanted to start in with this. You have something, and we're going to talk about the special promotion that you're doing with You Go Girl. We'll talk about that. But first, I want you to remind folks a little bit about BOPSA, BOPSA.org today. Please do so. And our Sharpie folks already know all about you. But just for those folks who may be joining in for the first time, what can you tell us a little bit more about BOPSA? What can you share?
Well, BOPSA has been around for 20 years. It was founded in 2004, and I was to just open up as many black-owned beauty supply stores nationally as possible. And we have over 1,000 stores over the last 20 years.
Nice.
So we're very proud of that. And we average about 3 new stores every 3 months, actually. You know, we're working on 3 stores right now, one in Virginia, one in Washington State, and then I think one in Atlanta. So we're very proud of that. And so we not only open up beauty stores, but we help individuals with anything they want to do in the black hair care industry, create a brand of hair. You know, I went to China 7 years ago now, and we have our own brand that we had to put in the beauty supply stores because we got tired of the Koreans controlling that part of our business, which is 60% of the sales in a beauty supply store. So we have our own brand to give to our stores.
Well, Sam,
and we make
Go ahead, Sam. I'm sorry. Finish your thought, please.
We not only help open up stores, but there's a lot of black manufacturers that make wet goods, which is shampoos, conditioners, et cetera. We put them up front when we load the store up, a new store. So we have a lot of those manufacturers that have their own product and can't get shelf space.
Nice.
Well, Sam, I know we're going to be kind of exploring all of that with you within the next hour in the show. I just wanted to make sure and do a proper handoff, of course, from the one and only Dr. Bernard Evans, who is out of Georgia this morning. I didn't realize that, okay? Dr. Evans, you see why it was so important for us to keep you here for a little while longer so we could make sure that you heard a little bit from Sam this morning.
I do. I don't know if Sam recall he and I met back in 2004.
No, you're kidding.
No, we met through the Beauty Culture League at that time. And I remember Sam from California. And I still have his number in Northern California. And I reached out to him. I don't know if it's the same. Yes, and he was on that journey. And I am so, so elated and happy for what he's done and that he is really concerned about Black entrepreneurs, Black businesses. And for many of us that don't understand where he's going, I do, and I applaud him for what he's doing.
Yes.
1,000 business leaders and 1,000 more. And I am in the manufacturing space for 40 years. Packaging and co-packaging and private formulations that I do too. Also with a brand of hair as well. So my hat's off to Sam Enon. And this is a movement that is needed for today. And if we can encourage those individuals to become self-sufficient, right, in this capitalist society. And many don't know about capitalism, right? But America is built on capitalism. And
that's right.
We have been targeted, you know, as those individuals that will go and empty our purses at these stores that are Korean-based. And they have it systematically designed where they not only hair that they sell everything from earrings to stockings to hosieries to whatever. And that woman will go in and spend all of her check, if not half of it, right, in those Korean stores. And when are we going to begin to be smart business people to take back market share? Because we have brain power. We have the know-how. We have a lot of things. It's just that we weren't really put in those situations and didn't have those advantages that now Sam is really behind with that movement. And my hat is off to him and Siobhan for staying around so long and continue to educate.
This is great. Oh,
you know what? The power actually is definitely in the human capital. You know, the funding and all that other stuff, there's power in the people. So once the people begin to move, everything will flow.
I agree with
that.
And we have to be smart about our money, right? Smart about where we spend our money. And to hear that Sam is erecting these stores and opening up these opportunities to produce products, that are really geared to not only our hair, but multicultural hair textures and types, okay, globally. And it's a very, very strategic move that he has done. And I don't know all about his business, but I remember Sam sending me information on Bopsa. So I understood that it was beauty founded and what he wanted to do. And I remember at that time he only had 100 stores. He was young, just starting. I remember him introducing me to his graphic artist. I remember all of that. And I remember his logo. I think I still have it.
Excuse me for a minute. I would just like to know why you haven't kept in contact with us. Because
Dr. Evans, you've done it.
All you have to do is check out my number. Of all those years, my number has never changed. The website is always staying the same.
Wow.
Well,
So, Sam, this is Bernard Evans, and you and I met. I think I was coming in from London at the time when you and I was introduced, and I was pushing a brand that I manufactured, which was the Platinum Hair Care System. And Daphne Maxwell Reed from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was my co-host. And we did this commercial. And so it was launched on BET at the time when Bob Johnson was the chairman and CEO. So we had began to gain market share in that whole Platinum Hair Care System arena. And I'm thankful because it helped to launch a lot of things that I've done, even behind the scenes in what I'm doing today. So, Sam, we need to talk on kind of collaborating on some things to move forward. I would love to have Siobhan on it.
Don't leave out Hair Radio. Don't leave out Hair Radio. We want to be right there at the table.
Yeah, no, you have to be part of it, Carrie. I mean, I don't want to do anything without you. And I just really love the synergy with Sam and Siobhan. It's like, you know, this is just a good medium and a great medium to meet people that are doing like-minded things.
Yes.
And it would behoove us all if we could just find ways to just complement one another, right, and not compete against one another. And when we find that place where we're comfortable in our own selves and we find ourselves comfortable in our own emotions and what we bring, then the unilateral part of what we have as a unified body becomes even stronger. And so I'm interested in seeing like-minded people bring their innovation to have a greater blend. We'll become a stronger force, right? And when we become a stronger force, then we begin to control our own dollars, where we spend our money, how we spend our money, right? But today, there's so many different hair brands out there. There's a plethora of them.
True.
And years ago, we didn't have that market space. We weren't allowed, and even today, the Koreans still have at least 55 or 45% of that market space. Still.
Wow. Well, I have to tell you first, let me just say this. Thank you for addressing that, Dr. Bernard Evans. And I just got to tell you, I love this panel discussion today. We've had an opportunity to kind of cover a few of the yes. And Dr. Evans, you definitely kicked this off pretty well mid-show with this combo. Yeah, today this is a great conversation. But let me just say this. Because what I do love is that you're out of Georgia, and I just want to let folks know something important. Hair Radio, we will be in your backyard. Save the date. Again, we're looking at Cinco de Mayo, so that's May 5th of 2024. I and everybody with Hair Radio, we're coming down to the Atlanta area. We're doing a live and in-person event. Which is wonderful. And we're going to tell you a little bit more about it. It's a plethora of things. We've got everything from hair care. I got my hair friends, of course. And we have a lot with education and so much more. So we'll keep you guys informed about that as we kind of move along. Yeah, so I just wanted to let you know that I'm working with your team, Dr. Bernard Evans, to make sure that you guys are a big part of that at bocglobal.com. So, listen, we'll be checking in with you, as you know, each week right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And you guys can always reach out to, of course, Dr. Bernard Evans through the Hair Radio Morning Show or at your website. I know bocglobal.com is just wonderful. And, again, that's BEYOFI. B like boy, E like Edward, Y like yellow, O like Oscar, F like Frank, I like India. That is BEYOFIGlobal.com. Dr. Bernard Evans, thank you so much for being with us today on the Fair Day Friday.
Thank you for having me again. Thank you for having me again. It's
always
wonderful
awesome.
To spend time with you, Carrie. It's a blast, and I always get excited. To speak with you, and I am so grateful to meet Siobhan today and Sam, who I've heard his voice in a long time, but we can catch up later.
Wow.
And thank you again, and thank you to everyone who's on the host today.
Yes, well, you are always awesome. And like I said, we're going to be checking in with Beofi, all that you're doing right here. We're going to be dropping in each week. I want to shout your team out. We just appreciate them, and they're doing a great job. So listen, you are just, you know, and I just want to say this. We mentioned about going to the Beofi Global website, again, beofiglobal.com. You can read about Dr. Evans right there because you have a story. So we're gonna encourage folks to visit that website. All right. Thanks again, Dr. Evans, so much.
I appreciate you.
All right. You got it. All right. So Siobhan DeSears with us. Sam and I from Bobsa.org is still out there in California. Sam, we got to get you out here to my wonderful little, we're going to, I don't know what to call it yet because it's something new and it hasn't been defined. It's a hybrid event coming up in Georgia that we were just talking with Dr. Evans about. So we're going to have you to save the date as well. But I know you're busy out there in California with Bobsa.org, so we got to make sure that you look at your calendar too. So, again, Sam Inon is our guest today from Bobsa.org. Sam, good morning again. It's early out there.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I do say. But that's okay.
Yeah. Now, Sam, what part? Is it okay to, I just want to share, you're not in Southern California. You're kind of like in the northern part. So just tell everybody so we can at least have some idea where you are.
Right in Silicon Valley, right across the bridge from Oakland, California. About 15 minutes south San Francisco Airport, you know. I can see Orto from house usually, you know, if it's not foggy.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, we're right here in the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I've been out to that airport. I remember it used to be Western theme many years ago. I'm going way back now out in the Frisco area. But, listen, wow. Well, Sam, listen, when you hear someone like Dr. Bernard Evans talking about the impact that you've had on him and so many of us in the industry, what goes through your mind at Bobsa.org and the man behind Bobsa? What goes through your mind, Sam?
One thing about it is that I'm old.
you're not old, Sam.
That's been a long, long, long time. God, geez, yeah. But I believe in relationships, you know, along the way. 20 years is important that you build strong relationships. And I pride myself on that. That's what BOPS is all about. But, you know, I'm still glad to still around. But I just wish that we meet people, they would stay in our orbit, you know what I mean, to let us know what's going on. Because he's evidently making a lot of products and doing a lot of exciting things. We're not going to be able to do it by ourselves. We have to do it together. That's the only way this
That's
is
right.
going to work. It's the only way.
That's right. You have to. Yeah. And folks may not realize that, you know, they just may not realize it. But, yeah, that is the only way to advance in this industry, at least the segment, the part that we're all in. So I'm just grateful to have you guys with us. Yeah, so this is really important. Sam, I want to kind of bring folks up to speed on what you're doing out there and talk a little bit about the You Go Girl brand. So can you tell us a little bit, because you guys are behind this, and it's not you like Y-O-U, it's you like uniform, but tell us what You Go Girl is all about.
Well, natural and braiding hair is really, really hot now. It's been strong for a long time, but it seems like the braiding styles used to come in, and it used to summer months, people wear braids. But now it seems like it's going to be year-round. And not only that, when you have a style or a type of hairstyle that's, that men and women wear, it just explodes the category. And let me take you back a long time ago when the curl was hot. Men were getting curls just as many as women. So actually men were going to the salons getting their curls, and also women were doing it. So that category just blew up. And that's the same thing that's happening to the braiding category, which is a part of the next.
That's right.
We call it natural. White folks call it texture because they don't like the word natural.
you know. And so now it's textured hair. But and before that, we used to call it nappy hair. So I guess we can say we involved it, but it's more palatable if we say texture. But it's really natural hair, natural hair. And the braid styles, and you see men wearing it, football players, basketball players, all of them are wearing this style. And all it is just extensions of the braiding hair. Some of it might be real hair, but most of it is just braiding hair, which is a fabric that's created by the Chinese. Actually, the fabric is created in Hong Kong. And then they ship it to the Chinese, and the Chinese refined it. So, but that style is really hot, and it's going to last more than just 6 months. You know, it's going to last for a while because of the Crown Act. I don't know if you're familiar with the Crown Act, you know. And
well, sure.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask Siobhan, being a hairstylist out there, is that what you're noticing, Siobhan? Because you know what, I kind of agree with Sam on that. These days, it's unisex. Everybody is getting the braids and the extensions and all of that. It's not just female clients. It's everybody. So have you noticed that, or have you? You know, what do you say about that? Because you're in a shop down there. What do you say, Siobhan, out of New Jersey? Oh, let me see if I can get Siobhan back to the line while we do that. So, Sam, but I agree 1,000% with what you said. And let me just say, you mentioned about the Crown Act. And again, for those of you who may not be aware, the Crown Act really consists of several different states. It's not across the country federally, even though I 1,000% wish it were. What it does, it fights against discrimination of our hair texture, really, against our hair, which, you know, has been almost weaponized against us in a certain way to look at it. But this is really something where folks are fighting to against discrimination of our hair. And there's a number of states already in my state right now, in New York, of course. In New York, we're part of that. We signed on.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible. And we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm Ophelia, one of the newest additions to the lineup at the Hair Radio Morning Show. First, let's thank our incredible advertisers, beginning with our legacy sponsors. Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Divine Energy Luxury Candles, Carapy.com, Salon TV Network, The How to Get Rich in the Hair Business Book by show host Carrie Hines, celebrating over 10 years in release. Get an updated version today on Amazon. Be a guest on air or join the Hair Radio Morning Show for a panel discussion that's all about hair, beauty, and community, and be heard next door and all over America and these exciting places: the Caribbean, Canada,